is a room full of live wires tonight, and let me tell you why. Because tonight, my friends, we did gratitude 2.0.
And most of us are wearing skirts.
Oh, well, yeah, that is happening.
Yes. Don't you wish you were here and you could see all of us in skirts?
So cute.
I'm just going to tell you, it's working.
So cute.
You would have something to be grateful for.
So yeah, guys, so we have all done gratitude practice for a long time. We've heard other teachers talking about gratitude practice for a long time. It was just Thanksgiving, where it's sort of a forced holiday to say things that we're grateful for. And it's not always the most alive exercise or tradition for us. Sometimes we can get a little bored with our gratitude list. Sometimes it feels like rote routine. Sometimes it feels like a should or a to-do list. And so we want to up the ante on gratitude practice and bring this practice to the next level.
Yes, gratitude 2.0. Now, before we give you the secret to gratitude 2.0, I feel like we should do a mini recap of gratitude 1.0. Like, yes. Say you're turning this on and like, you're like, gratitude practice? I've never heard of such a thing. Let us tell you. Okay. So gratitude 1.0, and anyone jump in here on your thoughts on gratitude, but is really that often in our life we come from this place of I do not have, or something's lacking or missing, or like we talk about, that voice of the ego is in our head all day long talking to us about what's wrong, right? So vibrationally, energetically, we come from this place inside of ourselves of lack, of not enoughness, of something wrong. And what does that feel like energetically? It feels like poo-poo. Mm-hmm. Feels like poo-poo caca. That's like,
she went there, folks.
I think that's key. That's a scientific and spiritual term for it. And so what a gratitude practice is gets you, you know, anytime that we're ever in like what's missing or what's wrong, it's in the future, or sometimes we're shaming ourselves for the past, right? Something we think we did wrong. But gratitude puts us right here in the present moment of like what's working now. Like, mm-hmm. Natalie's brown eyes are working right now and I'm so grateful for them. Mm-hmm. Or Candy and those luscious lips, I am so grateful for them, right? I mean, Shannon, ooh, that buttery skin. I mean, those come hither eyes.
Tell me more.
I could actually do a whole gratitude podcast on you alone.
I
love you so much. But the thing is about gratitude, when we get really present and we tap into what's working right now, we feel our energy start to lift. We feel our vibrations start to rise. So for years and years and years and years and years, spiritual teachers have been talking about having a gratitude practice and sometimes making gratitude lists in the morning, right?
And even science has done so many studies and has researched this so much to say that, you know, one single act of gratitude can decrease your depressed or sad symptoms by up to 35%. That children in studies that were taught techniques of gratitude, their grades actually got better. That there's relationships can improve for up to 6 to 9 months with just this simple act. So the science behind this also tells us that this is a good idea. It's free. There's no bad side effects. It's like, why aren't we all doing this?
Yeah.
So now what we want to suggest is, well, maybe if we already know that gratitude is this really powerful tool that can really make us conscious of what's already working. So rather than always looking around and seeing the dark storm cloud, we're starting to train ourselves to shift our perspective to say, absolutely, maybe that storm cloud is there. And also this is here. And also this friendship is here, and also this penny on the ground is here, whatever it is. We're training ourselves to start to see the light, the activation, the things that we want to see. So what's fascinating is that Dr. Joe Dispenza, who I'm a little obsessed with right now.
He's your new boyfriend.
He's my total new boyfriend. He wrote this amazing book that I've been digging deep into called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. And he in that book says, we're always only grateful for things that we already have. So if you were going to make a gratitude list, you listeners at home, if you were going to sit down and write a gratitude list right now, you would list things that you already have in your life that you are grateful for. Because it's like we have conditioned our brains to think, I am only allowed to celebrate, I am only allowed to be happy about, I am only allowed to be grateful for things that have already come true, that are already working. He suggests that what if we become something called, are you ready, quantum creators? That's right. Creating from the science of quantum physics, that we can start actually being gratitude, being grateful and in gratitude for things that haven't even happened yet, as if they've already happened, in a way to line up our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions as if those things have already happened. And when we do that, it is universal law that they must happen.
Yeah, because we were talking about, you know, quantum entanglement a few weeks back, and how when something happens on a subatomic level in our bodies, not only is that cell or that electron, say, shifting, but actually it's shifting electrons that can be so far away, could even be light years away. Mm. So if I can affect with my thoughts the neurons in my body, well, then I'm also affecting the neurons in your body just by what I am holding inside of me. And what quantum entanglement will tell us is there isn't one thing. There is a wave form that goes through all things. Mm. So these shifts, like when we talk about becoming grateful for what hasn't shown up yet, we're actually talking about a change inside of us that actually affects other people. So this is like, I think of it as, this is like when you feel like you're psychic, right? So say you're sitting somewhere and your best friend walks in and you can feel a dark cloud around them, right? You can feel that where they are in their energetic body. But say you start talking, they open up, they have a nice cry, and out of that cry, you start laughing. They start feeling good, and all of a sudden, you guys are like laughing so hard about something, and all of a sudden, the energy has shifted, right? And it doesn't just happen in one person. It happens in both people. Mm-hmm. And just like that, we can see that there's this shift that occurs when we shift on the inside. And I love what you were talking about today, about when we were talking about inner outer world, and we're talking about energy and matter and property and parousia, and how we really don't use all of our power. When we try to work in the outer world, we're actually working from the place where we're the least amount powerful.
Totally. So we talk a lot in Create about Prakriti and Purusha. Prakriti is the world of form. Purusha is the world of the formless. This is the exact same thing Einstein talked about when he said that everything is made up of matter and particles or energy. It's the exact same thing, that we as human beings are both energy, Purusha, and form, a body, bones, tissue, hair. That's Prakriti. And what Dr. Joe says in his book is that to change is to think greater than our environment. And what he says energetically is that form, or the outer world, or the world of Prakriti, is actually, get this, ready, 0.00001% of what we are. That means our soul, our energy, our spirit is, ready, 99.99999% energy. So most of us look at our outer world, the world of form, like our agent situation, how many auditions we get, how much money we have in our bank account, all of those things, and it's like that outer world, there's things missing, there's lack, there's things we want to change. So that's like 0.00001% of our power. But if we transcend that outer world and say, I'm going to go inside where I've got the most stuff going on, where I've got 99% of myself, from the inside out, we can actually change the outer world, because that's where the most of us is. So no wonder we all get so stuck. The bank account number never changes. The amount of auditions I get never changes. Of course, because you're using the smallest sliver of yourself to make that change. But if we go on the inside first and make that change from the inside out, it's what Dr. Joe says, we create a personal reality.
That's exactly right. And I think of how many times people have, like, when I've been working with artists, said, I don't know what's wrong with me, or I always do this, or I keep attracting the same person. And I think that thing is, we have never been told that all change happens on the inner, and that we're the most powerful on the inside. And we were, like, talking tonight, all of the great
world spiritual paths will say the kingdom of heaven is within you. All your treasure is inside of you, right? It'll keep being this like finger that points back. In fact, there's that Rumi quote,
right? I was just looking for it while you were talking. Ah, here it is.
It says, you are a volume in the divine book, a mirror to the power that created the universe. Whatever you want, ask it of yourself. Whatever you're looking for can only be found inside of you. Right? I know. It makes
we're all dancing.
In our skirts here. We're all dancing. Shimmy, shimmy. So that's exactly what we're talking about, is all of this is inside of you, right? So then what becomes our job is the activation of our feelings inside.
Yes.
And I mentioned tonight in Create, there's this book that Linda Grabhorn wrote called Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting, The Astonishing Power of Feelings. And she was talking about getting into an energy flow. And that when we get into that flow of raising our energy, raising our expectation, raising the feeling of it already being here, that's when we become an energetic match for it. So what we're suggesting for gratitude 2.0, instead of being just thankful for the things you have, we're talking about
being thankful for what is coming. And we're talking about being thankful for what is coming with your thoughts, with your feelings, and with your actions. Because it is so easy to think affirmations all day long. I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. And then you get that bill in the mail and your stomach sinks and you're like, I feel so poor, right? It's not lined up, so nothing changes. Or it's easy to just feel all the amazing feelings all day, and then you go have that bad audition, and then the thought gets in, who do you think you are? You're never going to do this. Why are you bothering feeling all these feelings? So what needs to happen is we need to get both of these things completely in alignment. And we think, this is our hypothesis, that if we use gratitude with the intention of both of these things inside of us, that is where we have all the power. And then that is where the universe can act on our behalf to bring it towards us.
So I like to think of it as like first thing in the morning, you just woke up. You can put like your hand on your heart and just say, ooh, thank you that my bank account is so filled up with money. Ooh, thank you that there are opportunities coming to me today that is going to rock my world. Ooh, thank you that everyone tells me how attractive I am. Mm. Or whatever that particular manifestation that is that clicks for you and you know because you get excited by it. Whatever that feeling is, before you even get out of bed in the morning, and you can find like little touchstones in your day. Mm. What is something you know you do every day? Getting on the subway or coming home, like find little moments to make it a practice so that you can practice like raising that vibration throughout the day and saying, thank you, I know what's on the way. Come on, girlfriend.
Something that just really has resonated with me, you guys said this during our prosperity workshop, and I think that all of this kind of ties in because I'm the perfectionist, the person that has to do everything right, that has to do a million things to get it right. I'll do it when I get home. I'll write it in my journal. And you guys said, it's only one thought away. Mm. And that to me is so powerful because I always am the person trying to do it right, trying to do the million different things. And it doesn't have to be hard. Mm. It can be so easy and so fun and so exciting to get with your friends and, like we did tonight, talk about what these things are that are coming to us.
That's right.
That was what was so powerful about tonight. We got people to say out loud to each other, this is what I'm grateful for. But some people were saying, like, the Oscar that I've won, or the music video that I've just created, or the theater that I own, or the production house that I own. And what was so fascinating is it brought up inside all of us different blocks in different places. Mm-hmm. So for some people, it brought up unworthiness or arrogance or do I have a right to ask for this or say this? For other people, it just felt with all the pain going on in the world, how dare I ask for something like this? You know? And then for other people, it was like, I actually feel so much more connected to all that amazing stuff that I have a hard time being in my day-to-day just like making my bed. Uh-huh. So it's amazing because that's actually the gift of the exercise, is that if you just really, really make that list of everything you're grateful for, all of your dreams as if you're grateful for them now, as if they're here now, then it will reveal to you all the reasons your dreams are still not with you.
Right. I've had mornings where I've woken up. I was smiling at you because I've woken up like, yes, and then stretch your arms out, kiss your body. I love life. And then when you get down and you write in your gratitude journal, the energy just keeps getting higher and higher. Just like mornings where I get up and I'm like, ugh, no, I want like 20 more minutes. But when you go and write these things down and you think about these things, you feel good again. So what is the correlation between gratitude and change? Because we change what we're grateful for. So in a world where everything's constantly changing, do we get lost in, like, should I feel grateful for this when things are going on the way that they are? Because a couple of months ago, I'm sure it was a lot easier for some people to just be like, yeah, I'm great. The world is great. Everything's great. And now that so many things are coming to the surface, you get kind of, like, lost in that.
Sure. Right? Go ahead.
I want to pull back into this, the idea of what we've been talking about last couple of weeks of divine assignment, of where your heart feels the most called by what in the world needs healing is an indicator that you have a gift to give that place in the world, however it's revealed to you. And one of the things that Natalie and I have been talking about is if you feel a cause on your heart and it just gets you, that's where you ask the universe, show me where I can use my gifts and my talents and show me what my job is so that I can bring the healing possible. You know, so if if you tap in, you'll always get an answer. It'll always be revealed to you. And something about this gratitude practice that Natalie and I are suggesting is what it does is when you open yourself up to these things that are really the desires of your heart, right? That are really the things that make your heart joyful. Do you know what happens is you get excited and your energy level raises. So when your energy level raises, you now have more momentum to actually give the world more. So you actually become a more powerful agent for healing the moment that you open yourself up like this. And because we were raised in a world where we were conditioned to watch our expectations, how many parents said their kids, don't get your hopes up, right? All the time we were told not to be in this feeling space, and being not in that feeling space actually created the not having of it, right? So we're actually betraying what we've been conditioned, right? And so for a lot of that feels like betraying our upbringing, betraying our family or our tribe, and opening ourselves up to a place that feels very scary and brand new. And it's actually, I think, very brave to be willing to be receptive to what our heart's greatest desires are.
And I think that the thing that's going on in the world right now is that what it wants to create is fear, separatism, guilt, shame, and helplessness. That is what the hatred and trauma in the world wants to perpetuate. And so sitting there and feeling guilty for feeling happy or feeling helpless because there's so much going on and I feel like, what am I doing and how can I possibly help, only adds fuel to the wrong fire. So instead, when we can say, what is my dream? You know, I know for myself, whatever my dreams are going to be involved with working with incredible women and making movies with the most powerful female directors and the most powerful female producers and talking about how great women are and equal wages and how we deserve a spotlight as much as our male folk, right? So for me, what shows up in the world is something that could make me really feel sad and helpless. My dreams are pointing to me that me, you know, being on a hit TV show or winning an award for it is going to be in alignment with all of those causes I care about, which is then going to have an impact far greater than even I could see. So it's my responsibility to be in my bliss.
What should people do when, for example, you're sitting down writing these things you're grateful for that haven't happened and the thoughts come up of how?
Ooh, well, you know, one of our favorite things to say here is
hashtag
how is not my job, right? Hashtag how is not my job, right? Because the mind wants to get into the how to make things happen, which puts us into this idea that we have to be the doer as opposed to being in co-creation with life.
And we would love to suggest that perhaps the reason we don't know the how or we can't see the how is because it's bigger than our present paradigm, right? So the thing that we're ushering in is bigger than anything we've ever seen before. The only thing that life will ever give us is the next step, the very next step. It often doesn't show us the whole mountain, and I think because if it did, it would scare us, and some of us would be like, ah, peace out then. But all it'll ever give us is the next step. And then the next and the next. Now, what this does is it builds our faith, right? So when we get quiet, we go into that receptive, intuitive part of us, right? We go into our like kind of meditative state. We go, ooh, here's the thing that hasn't shown up yet that I'm grateful for because I know it's on the way. Okay, so is there a step now that you would like me to take, universe, source, whatever you want to call it? Show me what my job is, right? And usually when we get into that place of feeling good, then we are more open and we will hear or feel what that one step is.
And think about this too. When someone's asking how, do you think for a second someone is going to say, how is my energy going to be aligned? How am I going to have that much love? How am I going to have so much enthusiasm? It's like, no, the hows are always going to be related to how am I going to get the money? How am I going to have the time? How is that casting director going to see me in that way if I've only done a co-star? All of the hows are in that 0.0000001% of that outer world Prakriti. So again, it's us creating our own problem. It's us creating our own disempowerment. It's us using the smallest piece of our own selves and then being like, why isn't this working? It's like, because we're using the least of us. It's all the outer world. Every single time we're going to ask a how, it has something to do with something outside of us. So that's not us asking how. That's us being a control freak, and that is not our job.
Can you give us a mantra? A simple mantra so that someone who is experiencing this, who's dreaming big, who wants certain things to happen and they're caught up in the how or they feel stuck. What would be a quick mantra?
I do think how is not my job is like a great little reminder, but I also think like the inner world is where the game is. Mm-hmm. Like the inner world is where my power is. Like inside of me is where the next step is. It's that constant training of when do I want to look out when all I need to do is look in.
Mm-hmm.
And I like even, I will be guided step by step.
Mm.
My job right now is just to grow my faith.
Right. And my favorite is what is meant for me shall not pass me.
Mm.
Because it's meant for me. So there's no hows involved.
Yeah. One thing that we say a lot in visualization too is this or something better. You know, that this is going to happen, the thing that I've written down that I'm excited about. And if not, it is just because something better is coming. So I'm not even going to attach to that thing because my mind can only think about what it understands. And the life I'm about to lead is so much bigger than the life I currently lead that my poor little mind just can't keep up. That's not its job either.
Oh, sweet mind.
It's off the hook.
Sweet
it's job. Off the hook. But my soul, my heart, my spirit, where all that 99% energy is, that is what needs to lead the way. And it's just constantly me saying, there is something in me that is bigger than even me. It's bigger than even my personality. It's bigger than I know. And so if I can just continue every day to say, show me. Show me the next step.
And doesn't our heart and our soul know when we're in alignment with that feeling, with the feeling good, with the honoring of our soul? So we know when we're walking down the street and we feel like our heart, our soul, our spirit, all of it is in that juicy, yummy place of like, I know where I'm going and I'm being guided, even if I don't know the how of it. And we also know when we can get on that hamster wheel of the brain, and we all do it, and it's just part of being alive, and it's part of being human, and I'm just running mind chatter right now. I'm distracting myself, actually, from being the light, and this is only taking me further away from being able to receive that guidance.
Abraham Hicks has this great quote.
I was just going to that. We are so reading the same thing, the same channel.
Okay. Abraham Hicks says, the universe does not know whether the vibration that you're offering is because of something you're observing or something you're remembering or something that you are imagining. It just receives the vibration and answers it with things that match it.
So knowing that, isn't it so fun to say, okay, if the universe is impartial, if it is not personal, if it doesn't even care if I'm a good person or a bad person, I mean, isn't this very important? Aren't we seeing in our own political climate a man as president-elect who genuinely believes that he has a right to have what he has? And even if the whole rest of the world says, I disagree, that vibration, that confidence is strong enough to transcend all of that.
Yeah.
And so it does not matter who we are. We all have this power. So doesn't it mean that those of us who want to stand in the light, who want to stand for things that we care about, doesn't it mean that it is our responsibility to our own energy to be that strong?
Boom. And here's another Abraham Hicks on that same tip. The universe is not punishing you or blessing you. The universe is simply responding to the vibrational attitude that you are emitting.
Oof. Moment for that one.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, our vibrational attitude is everything. And we felt it tonight when we did this exercise and everyone ran around and they were telling people the things that they are grateful for, which are the things that they're calling in. And you could feel this excitement and this energy in the room. It was almost like the ceiling was going to burst off,
yeah,
right?
It was.
Definitely. It was. And it was so palpable. And what did you feel? You felt energy. And that's the 99.9999% of us that is energy. And then you can feel why we are creators.
Yeah. It just reminded me tonight of how powerful it is to make sure you're surrounded with people that support your dreams and that see those visions for you.
Yeah.
Because we don't see them all the time, like you've mentioned. We don't always wake up and feel like my dreams are going to happen. But to have friends and a support system that's like, honey, this is what you were meant to do. We're going to hold space. We're going to jump and hug each other and make it happen.
Yeah, so it's so important. I know that I would never be where I am in my life if not for Kristen every day saying, I see who you are. And I've said this to Kristen before too. Even times when I haven't been a great friend or haven't been a great partner, Kristen will be determined to see me as the limitless potential that I am, not just like the actual brat that I'm being in that moment, you know? And I think it's so important to have community who can do that for you. And that's why we built Create in the first place, because we all have those moments when we're alone that the ego mind gets so loud. But, you know, I can look at Candy or Shannon or Kristen and be like, wow, can I just celebrate what's going on over here? But we have a hard time doing that for ourselves. We're just too close. So let's lean on each other. You know, after you listen to this podcast, like, text a friend and be like, tell me who I am. I don't remember all the time. Like, send me that text and let me know who I am. And really reach out and ask. Say, this is what I need. I need this reflection. And you will be so amazed at the miracle of how people will be dying to show up to give that to you.
It feels so good to say the truth out loud. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're doing for a friend.
Yeah.
Is you're saying, I see you. I know who you really are.
Or even better, when you finish listening to this podcast, pick up the phone and tell someone who they are.
Ooh! Nice
pick
one,
up
Matt.
The phone and say, I just want to tell you what a star you are. I don't care how many auditions you have had in the last year. You are going to be a lead on that Netflix series. I just want to tell you that. Call a friend, tell them who they are, and you watch the miracle that comes into your own life.
That is
gratitude 2.0.
Okay.
All right.
Challenge accepted. And on that beautiful note,
that's it.
I think that is the end of this podcast.
I'm so grateful.
I'm so grateful too.
Let's all say something we're grateful for.
Oh.
I am so grateful to be part of this amazing community that has literally opened up and changed my life. I look back a year from now to now, and it's a whole new world, and it started from the inside.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you,
Shannon.
I am so grateful for all the beautiful, loving, and compassionate relationships I have in my life, including you beautiful ladies. They're just all thriving and blossoming, so I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. I am so grateful for this podcast and this community and that I get to teach create with my best friend in the world. I'm so grateful for Shannon's meditation class tonight. You guys, if you're not coming to pregame meditations at AGR before Create on Sundays and Tuesdays, you're missing out. It's amazing. Big time. And I am just so grateful for the presence that Candy is. Candy has shown up to help us in so many ways, and she's just a love, and thank you.
Thank you.
All of those things that you all just said out loud. And also, just the miracle it is to get to be together. When you are with people that see you for who you really are, it feels like anything is possible. So I'm so grateful for the three of you and the field that is created by all of us getting to be in love together. And I'm so grateful for Create. And like every night when we teach, it feels like a miracle because I don't know what's going to happen.
Never. Yeah.
And I'm also grateful you threw down some heavy good stuff tonight that I was like, damn, girl. Yes, please, 99.99999. What? Yeah. I'm just grateful that I get to witness and participate in this beautiful thing that is unfolding.
Yeah.
And the fact that there are people listening right now and we don't even know what's happening in them at this very moment. So I'm grateful for every single person who's listening to this. I am grateful for the miracles that are happening in your life right now. I am grateful for the things that you can't even see, the good that is seeking you. I am grateful for the revelation that is occurring, and for the art that you're going to make that's going to impact so many people. Mm. We know and we see and we feel your power, and we are so grateful that you are being brave enough and open-hearted enough to show up for who you really are.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Go out and get grateful.
Woo!
See you later.
If you want to know about the Create Workshop Series, you can go to
www.thecreateseries.com.
And if you want to know more about us, you can go to kristenhenge.com or
natalieroy.com.
And if you want to come to Create, you can go to
the Actors Green Room in New York City. And it is Sunday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And their website is www.theactorsgreenroom.com. And you can buy Create on demand if you don't live in New York City.
Woohoo!